Jets, and we've been looking. You know, we like Taylor Davis a lot. He's a guy that, you know, has really worked his way and grinded his way through the minor league system. You know, he's a really good framer. He's a good offensive player. And so we're totally, you know, comfortable having him up in the big leagues, but we know we need depth. You know, the hammy bone is normally kind of a 4 to 5 week injury, and, but you never know. I think you have to regain strength, you know, with the hand and the wrist after that. So we're going to look, but like I said, I think we're comfortable with Taylor, and we love the way Wilson's playing right now. That said, we don't want to run Wilson into the ground.
I can't figure out if Chris Bryant, if there's something wrong, if he's healthy. And then, you know, you got Rizzo usually starts slow, Schwarber. What's up with those guys in particular? Because you're winning not because of, but in spite of.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that in general, you don't usually have 7 or 8 guys that are hot at the same time in a lineup. You usually have, you know, you hope you have 3 or 4 guys that are hot, and then 3 or 4 guys are usually trying to find it. And that's kind of what we have right now. You know, Baez and Contreras, you know, look fantastic. You know, as you mentioned, Descalso and Hayward, those guys have been really good. You know, right now, you know, I think, you know, our two big guys are struggling, and I think that's kind of a good thing that we've won 7 out of 10 while those guys have struggled, and we know those guys will carry us at some point. With Rizzo, he's a slow starter. You know, we know that about him. We've seen it before, and I do think he's hitting some hard luck. With Chris, I just think he's searching a little bit right now. I have no doubt that he'll find it. He's totally healthy. So it's just a matter of, you know, finding his timing, finding his swing. And I think once he does, you know, he'll hit some homers in bunches. But, yeah, it's been a slow start for those guys. But luckily, you know, the guys like Wilson and Javi have picked him up.
Jed, two things concerning Carl Edwards Jr. down at Iowa since his demotion. What's the extent of his hand injury suffered this week? And what does it mean when we read and hear about the Major League Baseball investigation into the racist social media post attacking Carl?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, the less important part, you know, he skinned his hand and, you know, fell down the stairs, and it's pretty superficial. So I think once, you know, once that heals, he should be totally fine. Just kind of a random accident that's going to cost him, you know, a little bit of time, but not a lot of time. But as far as the post, you know, it's just a really sad, you know, a sad statement on society when people feel like they can post, you know, stuff like that with some sense of anonymity on social media, you know, especially, you know, we found out about it kind of in the week of the Jackie Robinson stuff. It is sad, but, you know, I think that it's something that sadly players deal with. And I think, you know, Carl has talked about, you know, in the past he's dealt with it. I think this, you know, crossed the line and he reported it. And, you know, hopefully we can, you know, find the person who sent it. And hopefully we can, you know, whatever, you know, ways we can, punish them, you know, hopefully we can do that. So it's something that kind of makes you sick to your stomach, and you just feel awful that we have players that have to deal with fans like that.
A good public shaming would go a long way, just at least that, right? I mean, I hate that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's so out of line, and the majority of people in the world, I think, are good people, but unfortunately you get some real cowards online.
Yeah, I, like I said, I think the anonymity of relative anonymity of social media, you know, allows people to feel like they can, you know, say things like that. And, you know, to me, at the very least, you know, making sure that person can never, you know, watch a game at Wrigley Field again. I don't think you should have if you're going to say things like that about our players, I don't think you should have the privilege of watching the game there. I know that's, for example, I know that's something that the Jazz did with the, you know, the fan that was sort of, you know, making comments to Russell Westbrook. And it seems like an appropriate thing to take away that privilege.
Jed, 2 weeks from tomorrow, Addison Russell can come off his suspension and come back and help the team if that's what you deem to be the case. And where are you and what is the plan with Addison Russell? And also, May could bring the return of Brandon Morrow. Those two guys are big potential pieces to this puzzle. What are the plans?
Yeah, well, as far as Addison, you know, he has been on track. You know, he's been, you know, really compliant and really eager to do everything that we've set out for him. And we always say it's conditional, and it still is very conditional, but he is, you know, he's working in the right direction. Now, right now he's playing in the, you know, extended spring training games in Arizona, staying in shape. a week before he can come off, he's allowed to go on a rehab assignment, and you know, we'll kind of take it, you know, week to week with him, as we've said all along. But certainly, he's put in all the work and done all the things that he's been asked of, and then some, which has been a good sign. And as far as Brandon Morrow, you know, I think given his injury history in the past, I think we've tried to take it really slow with him. You know, our goal is to get him back, and once we get him back, to know that he'll be, healthy and pitching for us for a while. So we probably have taken things on a pretty conservative route, and we'll continue to do that. But there's no doubt, you know, we're a different bullpen, if we can get him back and healthy and throwing the way he can, because, we don't have that kind of electric stuff in the back of the bullpen, and we can, we can also slot everyone else into a little bit better place if he's back. So we obviously want him back, but we're not going to rush him given his past.
This statistic I'm about to mention does not include last night, but I read that in the first eight games, the bullpen was like an 8-point-something ERA, and in the last eight, it's been 1.0. What has been the biggest difference? And Joe said when everybody was going crazy about the bullpen early in the year, it takes a month to kind of figure it out. Did it take that much time? And obviously you've had to demote a couple guys. There's been injury. There's been a lot of changes.
It's a good question. What really changed? I mean, that was a pretty incredible stretch. It just seemed like every moment where we could, give up a multi-run, homer or double, it happened. And that's not usually how baseball works. Usually guys don't always seem to get the big hit, the big moment. But for that stretch in Texas and in Atlanta, it did seem that way. And guys have stabilized. You guys have thrown well. I think in general, we've sort of played cleaner games, and I think that helps as well. Our starters have gone deeper. I think we've always felt like we had the seeds of a good bullpen, and we just need to kind of let things sort out. And I still think we have some good pieces, left to come. Like I said, hopefully we can get Morrow back and pitching the way he can. Cedeno right now is going to pitch an inning in Tennessee tonight. Barnett is starting to throw games in Arizona. Hopefully CJ can get healthy and get right. And so I think we feel like we have the pieces and the seeds of a good bullpen. But like Joe said, sometimes it's about getting guys in the right places and getting guys confident. And, we're not going to go anywhere if our bullpen pitches the way it does at the beginning of the year. We know that. And so it's so crucial to be able to hold leads. And, the last week or so has been better, and hopefully we can continue that.
Jed, when Ian Happ went down to the minors, it was sort of applauded as a show of accountability and following through with Theo's suggestion that some guys need to make adjustments and adjust to the league after the league has adjusted to them. Kyle Schwarber's really struggling, and he has started well but has not been the same guy the last week or so. Would that ever be a consideration with Kyle Schwarber?
I mean, there's certainly nothing that's on our radar at all. There's no doubt. He looked great at the beginning of the season, and then, he's kind of had a, I don't know if it's a week, 10 days, I don't know how many games he's been struggling, but certainly it's been a struggle. I thought he took better swings last night. Joe gave him those 2 days off, even though we were facing righties on Monday and Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And I thought he took good swings last night against guys with really good stuff. So hopefully, clearing his head can help. And I do think sometimes early in the season, we're talking about these sort of micro bursts of slumps. And, certainly we have a number of other guys, in that same boat. So I think Kyle's going to get through this. We're definitely a different offense when he's swinging the way he can. And, hopefully he can just, kind of clear his head after a bad stretch and get going again.
What about Kyle Hendricks? I think even the evil algorithm Pacoda liked him, and now talk about a microburst of a slump. He started the season pretty slow.
Yeah, one thing with Kyle is that I think he's really I don't say mechanical, but when he gets off of his mechanics, sometimes it takes him a little bit of time to figure out exactly what's going on and to kind of and to correct it. And usually, once he corrects it, he keeps that correction for months and months and can have these dominant stretches that we've seen from him. And, he's been a little bit mechanically out of whack. He's been working on some things with Tommy Hotovy. He knows it. I think there's no pitcher I've ever been around that kind of knows themselves and is accountable to when he's right and when he's not right. And, he knows he's a little bit out of whack. He's been working. And I think in the next couple starts, we're going to see him lock it in. And I think once he does that, I think we'll see like I said, one of those, you know, 2 month runs where he's totally dominant. But he's not someone that we're worried about even at a little bit.
Starting pitching has been great since John Lester went on the injured list, Jed. But obviously he's going to be a guy you need and you count on. What is his status and how has he recovered from that hamstring injury?
He's been doing great. You know, he stayed back from the road trip and was working with our guys, and all the reports we got were really encouraging. And I think this weekend will give us a better sense of a timetable. You know, I know he's been throwing a lot to keep his arm in shape. So I think off day today, I think tomorrow we'll all sit down and we'll get a good sense from our medical staff, you know, how to move forward. But it's all been positive so far, very positive. But I would say that it is April, and our biggest concern is, you know, making sure there's not a recurrence of the injury. But hopefully we can get John back soon and sort of get that starting five rolling.
Jed, thanks a ton. It's always a joy to talk to you. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jed.
All right, guys. Anytime.
That's Jed Hoyer, the Cubs Executive Vice President and General Manager.
Getting up early, pounding the coffee.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because we already have texters saying, you know, what's changed is they played the Marlins. That, you know, they played bad offenses. Hey, whatever it takes, the bullpen's gotten better. And, you know, part of it is getting up and running and feeling good about yourself. And any kind of success is a lot better than what was happening earlier.
And you know what was encouraging most about this series was that it wasn't 2 out of 3. It was a sweep. And you needed to sweep a team
exactly
like that.
Yeah.
And last year, maybe you settled for 2 out of 3, but this year you're committed to not settling for anything.
All right. And we're going to take a quick moment and then microburst with,
I had to bring up a point, and I'm not even kidding here. The rain out was actually good for the Cubs too, because they were able to avoid Chatwood starting, which could have halted the momentum. I'm not even kidding.
Also giving Wilson Contreras a day off. You're right, Kevin. That day on Sunday, not playing. It was big.
We forgot to ask him about Wilson Contreras' framing. Dustin will be.
He mentioned it though.
Call him back.
He mentioned it.
I also wanted to know about where he was on bat flips.
Oh yeah, Dustin wants to know how he feels about bat flips.
Because everybody was on me at 5-5, but apparently Ozzie Guillen's not into bat flips either. I wanted to see if Jed wanted to get on the trifecta.
So you've jumped on now to just pat yourself on the back. Because Ozzie may have agreed.
You agree with Ozzie.
Because your interpretation of Ozzie is that he agreed with you.
You have never felt more connected to the White Sox.
I did?
Yeah.
I love the idea that he thinks a teammate needs to grab him and say, wake up, sweetheart.
I don't think he said that at all.
That's a pretty savvy move, though, from a manager.
Wake up, sweetheart is nothing.
Maybe Snowflake? Snowflake?
My God. You are so out of your mind.
It's time to grow up, Snowflake.
All right, we're going to bring in Connor, and we'll bring in Dan, too, and we'll microburst with them next. Mully and Hall on the Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on the Score.
Gary Player joins us.
When you have fullback operation, it can pop any time. When you think what happened to him, honest to goodness, I mean, I think it's a miracle. And I take my hat off to him, and it's going to be fascinating to see now if he can match Jack Nicklaus's major championship.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sport Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Howard Buick GMC is ready to do a little bit of spring cleaning with terrific savings on one of the area's largest inventories during Howard Buick GMC's spring cleaning clearance. Right now, buy a new Buick LaCrosse and save 16% off MSRP. Or lease a new 2019 Buick Encore for just $219 a month for 39 months. Save during the spring cleaning clearance at Howard Buick GMC on Grand Avenue in Elmhurst.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Millions manage their benefits online so they can do what they want offline. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer
expense.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Mike Pereira, former vice president of officiating in the NFL. He's the rules analyst on Fox. What do you make of the fact that pass interference, both called and non-called, is now reviewable?
You can challenge pass interference, whether it's called or not called, or you can review it inside of 2 minutes. Are we talking about looking at plays where there's contact one frame before the ball arrives? Are we going to go against philosophy because we call that bang bang and we go philosophical to the end of the game? How about the Hail Mary thrown into the end zone? Mm-hmm. We allow players to push off to try to jump up for the ball. It's not technically acceptable by rule, but we say let the strongest survive.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Cubs President Theo Epstein. Theo, how would you characterize the way Ian Happ took news of his demotion?
Ian Happ took the news like someone who cares about the other 24 guys, really cares about the Chicago Cubs winning, and really wants to be a part of it. Because he does care, and he cares about his teammates, and he cares about winning. His development, I think, that in the middle of the process of making an adjustment that is going to take him to new heights in his career. I mean, you're talking about a 24-year-old with over an 800 OPS in his career, who's already done some really impressive things in a major league career that's less than 2 years. This adjustment, I think, is really, without going into too much detail about it, it's really something that will allow him to be a little bit more well-rounded.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Cubs President Theo Epstein, is important for your team to get off to a quick start. We have heard all about why, and I guess when you look at your team today, when you look at the first month or so of the season, all the changes that have been made or have been discussed, all of the things that we have, you know, spent the last 6 weeks or so talking about, how will you know if some of those changes that you've talked to Joe about, if some of the things different on the team, how will you know if they are taking hold?
This is a group of players that's won more games than anyone else over the last several years, and that we trust, and is coming off, you know, the one moment in time when we, you know, fell short of our standards, and so they're highly motivated. So what we're focusing on is going out and competing.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
St. Jude exceeds any expectation or any dream I could have ever had about a hospital. I was told we wouldn't get a bill. I didn't quite process that. How's this possible? It's possible through all the wonderful people who donate. I don't know if they are aware of what they do, but they're saving children's lives every day.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Today we decided to walk to school.
The light counted. 15, 14, 41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. I realized he forgot his homework.
I hope I don't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, basically.